And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz. And we talked to one of our regular contestants today, who normally gets a pretty good score. Morning to Kerris Phillips up in Penmamawr in North Wales. Hi, Kerris.
Morning, Dave, from sunny Carnarvon at the moment.
Oh, right, so you've moved from, you moved away from Penmamawr to Carnarvon. You doing anything exciting over there?
Working. It's a busy time of year for me with the accountant's practice doing tax returns, so here I am.
All right, so you're a glutton for punishment having to work on a Sunday, but
I am indeed.
You clearly enjoy it.
I'll be seeing you from a Sunday lunch, don't worry about that, Dave.
Right, okay then. So the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done it loads of times before, have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Good luck as always, and here they come. Which record label shares its name with a feeling of dizziness?
Vertigo.
Which surname is shared by Karen and Mary Chapin?
Carpenter.
Whose first names are Catherine Dawn, although she doesn't use them?
Duffy.
Which country was Vangelis from?
Greece.
Who had a top-selling album in the 70s called Rumours?
Fleetwood Mac.
Which song was a number one hit for both Nielsen and Mariah Carey?
Without You.
Who had a hit with Crackling Rosie in 71?
Neil Diamond.
Which country was singer Sasha Distel from?
France.
Which famous American record label did Berry Gordy form?
Tamla Motown.
How was the jazzman Edward Kennedy Ellington better known?
Duke Ellington.
In which decade did Frankie Goes to Hollywood first find success?
1980s.
Which word goes before affair and unlimited in the names of groups?
Love.
And would I give you one extra because we slipped up on one? Which singer was nicknamed the King?
Elvis Presley.
Right, okay, some pretty impressive answers there. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 12 questions right. Hey, well done.
Not too bad at all.
And the one you slipped up on was a tricky one, but it's a very obvious answer when I tell you.
Yeah.
Whose first names are Catherine Dawn, although she doesn't use them.
I can't think of them.
Well, if your name was Catherine Dawn, what would your initials be?
CD. KD Lang.
KD, that's right, well, you've got it. Yeah, Catherine Dawn is actually Catherine Dawn Lang, KD Lang. Yeah. You won't forget that in a hurry, will you?
No, I won't. I'll log that in the memory bank for future use.
Brilliant, okay. So we'll let you get back to your accounting and we'll talk to you again really soon. But well done, another impressive round.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks,
Kerris. Okay, bye-bye now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
And if you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Kerris Phillips get a score of 12 out of 13 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our big hitters who actually got the same score in round one as Kerris. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
How are you?
Yeah, good, pal.
And you have a fascinating fact for us about Elvis, I gather, this afternoon.
Yeah.
Go on.
I think he was going back in the 60s. Somebody started an I Hate Elvis campaign.
Okay.
And it proved to be quite popular at the time.
Right.
And all those involved wore a badge saying, I Hate Elvis.
Right.
But a little known fact was that the company that made the badges was actually owned by Elvis Presley.
Brilliant. Like, very, very clever bit of marketing, wasn't it? Yeah, good. And you probably remember, because I know you were around in the 60s, when lots of radio station burned Beatles records over in America.
Oh, yeah, I do. It was because of that comment John Lennon made about the Beatles being more popular than Jesus.
That's right, and it was sort of taken out of context, wasn't it, as these things often are.
Oh, yeah. It's the press, isn't it?
Indeed. Right, okay then, so you did well on round one, and you slipped up on the same one as Kerris, I gather, the KD Lang one. That was a tricky one. Right, obviously your questions are different, and the score to beat is 12 out of 13, so good luck. And here they come. Which 70s glam group recorded Teenage Rampage? By what name is David Robert Jones better known?
David Bowie.
How many members of the Monkees were there?
Three.
What was the name of Joe Brown's backing group?
The Brothers.
Whose first solo hit in 84 was Careless Whisper?
George Michael.
Which country does Bob Geldof come from?
Ireland.
Which group sold over 8 million copies of I'm a Believer?
The Monkees.
Which singer and drummer appeared in both the UK and US performances of
Phil
Live
Collins.
Which 60s female singer recorded with the Pet Shop Boys in 87?
Dusty Springfield.
Which film star's eyes were a hit for Kim Carnes?
Betty Davis.
What was Bruce Springsteen born to do in 87?
To run.
Which wine was Elkie Brooks singing about in 78? Complete this Cher song title, Gypsies, Tramps,
and Thieves.
Who recorded Walk Like an Egyptian?
The Bangles.
Which Lynn had an international hit with Rose Garden?
Lynn Anderson.
And whose remix of Downtown entered the charts?
Petula Clark.
Okay, brilliant. And another excellent round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 questions.
Oh, wow.
In your allotted time. Wow, indeed. And you managed to get, of those 16, 15 right. Hey, well done. And you're going to kick yourself when I tell you which one you got wrong.
Go on.
How many members of the Monkees were there?
Four.
Yes, you said three, didn't you?
Yeah,
and I bet you can probably tell me their names as well, can't you?
Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith and Peter Tork.
Indeed, yes. So you'll kick yourself.
I could see three in my head.
Yes. And sadly, only two of them left with us now.
Yeah.
Right, well, it doesn't matter because you won by exactly 3 points there. So well done. An excellent round. And we'll look forward to having you on the quiz again very soon.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay.
See you soon.
Talk to you then. Bye.